He grew up in the D.C. area to become a Hall of Fame member of the E Street Band. And this weekend, Nils Lofgren rocks the Birchmere on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
One night here in D.C., I saw The Who at Constitution Hall, and we all ran over to see Jimi Hendrix at the Ambassador Theater. And I still remember leaving like, dude, you have to try to be a rock musician.
Lofgren tells WTOP he got his big break meeting Neil Young in Georgetown.
I'd sneak backstage, and at the cellar door, I walked in on Neil Young and said, hey, I'm, 16, and I sang him four or five songs. He said, those are really good. He said, look me up when you get to L.A., and kind of took us under his wing.
Eventually, he found a new boss.
4 weeks before the opening night of the Born USA tour, Bruce calls me. He said, hey, why don't you come back up? Maybe we'll get the guys together. And we listened to Born USA all weekend. I thought, well, that's a hit album, and Dance in the Dark's a hit single.
Hear our full chat on WTOP.com's entertainment page. I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley.
What a cool story. He's a cool guy.
Yeah.